This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Advocates are calling on Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to release Clifton White, a black man in Albuquerque who was arrested on a parole violation Monday. His wife, Celinda Guerrero, a Black Lives Matter organizer, believes law enforcement are retaliating for her and her husband's activism for prisoners' rights and organizing police watches in their community. White's arrest came days after four teenagers were detained by Albuquerque police following last Thursday's Black Lives Matter protest. Guerrero told KUNM's Khalil Aculona APD took the youth away and left the teen's car in the street, so her husband drove it home for safekeeping.
So we had full intentions of finding the kids to make sure that they were okay. And so we took possession of the kids' property to protect it. When he got here, APD boxed him in and they stole the car back from us. My husband was in handcuffs in a different car. They drove off with him the other way to divert our attention, circled the block with him a few times, and then released him. Now we're Monday evening and the next Black Lives Matter protest is about to engage. They've been following us and surveilling us all week. So we're on Gibson. They circle our vehicle and they take Clifton to MDC, and they classify him STG Reds, which means segregation. It's like a lockdown. And then the booking clerk says, why are you here? There's nothing in the system. And he told her, I don't even know why I'm here. They called the arresting officers back, who then hand wrote a warrant in front of my husband for a curfew violation related to the night that the APD stole the car from us. My husband, when he came home from prison, he had a night job and he never had the curfew parameter in his conditions of parole. So now we've learned they have remanufactured a new warrant that now the allegation is that he was at a liquor store.
Do you feel like this is retaliation?
It's absolutely retaliation. He's had a positive interaction with his PO just on Wednesday when his PO told him, keep doing what you're doing fantastic, all positive reports. And then he starts organizing for Black Lives Matter on Thursday, and now all of a sudden there's parole violations. Throughout this entire period, his PO hasn't had any contact with him to give him indications that he shouldn't have been doing any of these things.
Clifton's incarcerated at a time where COVID-19 is spreading through prisons and jails, and it's a huge concern. A nonviolent parole violation during a time when officials are saying the goal is to get nonviolent offenders out to prevent an outbreak. Have you gotten a chance to talk to him? Is he worried about getting the virus at all?
He is. There's an outbreak in Torrance County right now in the county pod where they have the misdemeanor holding. Prisoners just this week had to riot in there to get them to get medical attention to a man in the pod who hadn't eaten for days. And this is happening behind the walls, and he knows this, and he supports these efforts of Free 'Em All Friday. Because of his work, he's being retaliated against. And this is what it looks like to be a political prisoner.
People probably don't understand the history of policing, particularly in the International District. Last summer, we had the State Police Metro Surge operation targeting the area. Then there was the Sheriff's Department's crackdown right after that. A couple years before, it was an ATF sting. What does this all feel like for residents?
All of these things happen every single day in our neighborhood. We have federal police right now active in the Southeast under relentless pursuit. We have state police, Bernalillo County sheriffs who don't even wear lapels or dash cams. We have APD, and they activate federal CIs against us, paid informants setting us up. When somebody gets pulled over three times, two times on the way to the grocery store and one time on the way back, we are extremely over-policed.
What do you want to see happen today or this week on these issues? What's most pressing?
If folks can keep making calls to the governor, she could release him this minute. She has the full authority because it's administrative. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's phone number is 505-476-2200.
I want to thank you very much for coming on to the show, sharing your story.
Thanks, Khalil.
That was KUNM's Khalil Aculona talking to Celinda Guerrero, an organizer of Albuquerque's Black Lives Matter demonstrations, who feels her family is being targeted by police. It was part of a longer interview that originally aired on our show, Your New Mexico Government. Catch it every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m. on KUNM or wherever you get your podcasts. Find related coverage and details about APD's detention of the four teenagers who were later released without being charged with anything online at KUNM.org.